Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Lui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, the end of Parshas Shmini. Omerat HaTorah Kedoshah, Zoyz Torah Tzebehem, Ve'of L'chol Nefesh HaChayar, Metzis B'mayim, V'chol Nefesh HaRetzel Aretz. This is the law of the animal and the bird, and of every living creature that moves in the waters, and of every creature that creeps on the earth. Make a distinction between the clean and the unclean, between the living thing that may be eaten and the living thing that may not be eaten. And we are going to analyze these psukim based on the Torah. The whole pasuk. This is the law of the behemoth, the oif, nefesh chayim, mes baratz mayim, uchol shiris resot. Ma tzarich etze? It seems so superfluous, the whole thing. The Gemara in Chulin darshins that you have to be shechet and oof. I see in the Gemara in Chulin 27b, they have to slaughter a bird. So how does that stem with the pshat? We always like to put together the drash and the pshat. And pshat, it doesn't say a word about shechting birds. We also have to understand what it says at the beginning of the pasuk. So it's referring here to the animals, the birds, the fish. It says vichol nefesh. The end of the pasuk talks about the sheretz ulichol sheretz, and this is referring, according to the Teretz Kohanim here, Rashi in Chulin 66a, Divar Maschil Umar, that it's referring to chagovim. It's referring to grasshoppers. So why by the grasshoppers it say ulichol sheretz, whereas when referring to the fish it says vichol, that ulichol. It only says ulichol by the sheretz, not by the which is referring to the grasshoppers and not to the fish. So maishna. Pasuk Mem Zayin Ulahavdu Veina Tomei Uveina Tor Uveina Chaya Necheles Uveina Chaya Asher Lo Yisei Ochel. Rashi brings from the Teras Kehanim here Yitzorach Lomer Bein Pora Lechamor Vehalo Kvar Meforashim Hem Ela Bein Tmeya Lecha Letehora Lecha Bein Nishrat Chetzio Shel Kane Venishrat Rubo. What? Asks Rashi, do we have to be told to distinguish between a chamor and a para? We already know that a chamor is no good and a para is not edible, it's asur, and a para is beseder. So rather, the meaning is that you should understand to make a distinction between what is unclean for you and what is clean for you. What's good for you and what's not good for you, which is the case of shechting half of the windpipe and the roiv of the windpipe. Half of the windpipe is not beseder, the roiv is beseder. Ve'nechai ne'echeles u've'nechai shalo se'ochel. Rashi says v'tzarech lomer ben tzvi la'oroid. You have to make a distinction between a deer and a wild donkey. We already know the deer is beseder and the arid is not. So you should understand to distinguish between simanim that might seem no good and yet it's still kosher, and simanim that seem no good and are no good. That is the Rashi, HaKadosh. Ad kan midivrei Rashi. Ve'ashaylai, eva ze katuv bepshuto shel mikro. Where do you see this to be mavchin bein simani treif aksheres, simani treif apsula, chatzi kane, rov kane, eva ze katuv? Uvikar tzarich biur, מה שכתב רשי מהתורת כהנים, and word להבדיל, אומר רשי, לא בלבד השונה, אלא שיודע, מכיר ובקי בהם. It's not just enough to know, you have to know and recognize the differences and be experts in them. It's a special din here, a special mitzvah, to be experts in the simani tuma, simani tahara. How many people are there out there who are experts in these matters? Not so many. Aval kach katuv barashi. שמלבד שצריך ביאור מהיכן המשמעות. So first of all, you have to know, where do you see that in the pasuk? That it's not enough just to learn the halachas, but you have to be an expert in them. Besides that, Chaya, right, if it's just learning is enough, you can learn the halachas. Where does it say to be an expert? We also have to understand, מהיכן כל הדרשות האלו? שכמו שכותב רשי, דרשיננו משום שצריך לומר בין פרה לחמור לפרה ובין צבי להרוד, שמפורשים הם. It's clear that חמור is not a kosher animal, and a parah is a kosher animal, a צבי is a kosher animal, or is not a kosher animal. So those are already clear. So that's why we make these drashas. So l'chora, the difficulty in Rashi is that if the din is, if the drasha is, that it's not just enough to know the halachas, but to use the lashon of the Sifsei Chachamim here in Ois Tzadi, l'hatriach atzmo l'kiran eze tame v'eze tar, to be matriach oneself to recognize which one is tame and which one is tar, and that has nothing to do with the fact that they're mefurashim. Even if they're mefurashim, adrav, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to go deep into it. So there's no hechrech anymore. So, question is, how do you understand Rashi? Rashi says that you have to become an expert. So, if you have to become an expert, even though it's mefurish, that chamor is no good and parah is good, etc., but you still have to become a Kaloshin Rashi. So why wouldn't that include also the case of the Tzvi and the Arod and the Par and the Chamor? As Omer Oreinu Rabbeinu Oreinenu Lishmo Lizichro Etavitz Kol Nefesh שנראה לבאר כך, שבפשוטו של מקרא מתפרש מה שכתוב זאת תורת החיה וכו', שבה כתוב לומר שאף על פי שבעלמא תורה וחלות המציאות שחלה על ידה ישנו על ישראל המחויב ומצווה בה ואין בה כל נפקה מינה וחלות כלפי הדבר עצמו שלא נתפס עליו עניין תורה ומצווה. So, in the פשוטו של מיקרו of the פסוק, זו תורה השחיה, etc., that the פסוק is coming to tell us that even though normally Torah and the חלויס מציאס, the change in reality that is created as a result, that takes effect as a result of what the Torah says, applies only to the Jews, because we are obligated in the Torah, we are commanded in the Torah, and there's no nafkamina, and there's no difference, and there's no chalos, there's no change in status vis-a-vis the item itself, that Torah and mitzvah, what it says in the Torah, and the mitzvah that we have, is not chal on the item itself, it's chal klape os, which is already a chiddush. There's no chalos in the mitzvahs, just because the Torah says something about it. It's only a chalais in us, the Jews, normally. We're a mitzvah Torah. That's normally the case. But what was said here was that even though these Balei Chaim have a mitzius bifnei atzma, they have their own reality, they have their own separate existence as Balei Chaim. And b'Torah as Balei Chaim, they are alive. That's why they're called Balei Chaim, because they are living creatures. U'b'Torah as Balei Chaim, harei hu davar chai. Ve'eino inyan ledavar ha-ne'echal. U'memela lich'ora ein makom la'achilato. So what are you eating a living thing for? It's a living being. So lechor, there's no room to eat it. They have their own separate reality as living beings. So why are we eating them? So in that, the Pasuk says that the Torah establishes Be'atzmo, yeshna kvi'a shel Torah bo be'atzmo, v'klapei atzmo, shedavar ne'echal hu, v'yesh bo chalut atzmit shel ne'echelet, u'mikoach zehu shemutar le'ochlo, v'lo omrim shechai hu ve'ino inyan la'achila. So what it's saying is, the Pasuk is saying is that the Torah establishes that the thing itself is an edible item. And there's a chalois atzmis. There is an essential change in the item itself that is considered an edible item. It's necheles. And that's why you're allowed to eat it. And we don't say that it's a living being. And you're not allowed to eat it parenthetically. We have a little bit of a zechel l'davo. Same idea we find by the Isser Vadim Rishon Vachilis Basav. We see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 56b in the Ramban Parshas Bereishis 129, who writes that it's because Bali Hanefesh, Yeshlam Ktsas Maila Banafshim, they have a little bit of a maila in their souls. Nidmuba, they're similar to Bali Nefesh Hamaskelis, those with an intelligent soul. And they have Bechira, they have choice in doing what's good for them and what they eat. And they run away from Tsar, they run away from Misa. They don't want to die, they know how to avoid it. In other words, there's some life there, there's something spiritual there. There's something, I don't want to say humane or human, because they're not, but a little bit. You know, they run away from Tsar, they run away from Misa, they're similar to a Nefesh HaMaskelis. They have a Ktsas Maila B'Nafshim. The Pasuk says, Miyodei Ruach B'nei Adam Ha'olei Lamala Ruach HaBehem Yeredesi Lamata Ba'aretz, who knows the spirit of man. They also have the spirit of the man goes up, the spirit of the animal goes down, but spirit. So, it's not an Inyan La'achila. Okay, close parentheses. So you would think that they do have, they're not. So that's why we need a special heter of the Torah. The Torah says, no, they are edible. So it's telling us that this only applies to those animals to which the Torah says there's a chalais, that they're mutar ba'achila. But a living being, about which the Torah wasn't koveh this, the Torah did not establish this, such an animal is aser ba'achila. Ela shemipshuto shel mikra dika'ati la'ashmeinan geder zeh. So if the Torah didn't say it's mutar ba'achila, then the assumption is that it's aser ba'achila. Just from pshuto shel mikra, that's coming to tell us this geder, this is because there's a nafkamina lamaisa. Otherwise, if there's no nafkamina lamaisa, then the pasuk wouldn't have to explain it. What's going to be the nafkamina lamaisa? That this is an edible animal. This is not an edible animal. That's just an idea. You can't eat it. It's alive, right? How are you going to eat it? It's Eiver Menachai. So what's the nafkamina lamaisa? What's the practical nafkamina? So on that comes Kabbalah's Chazal, that the nafkamina lamaisa is the practical, concrete difference in reality is that achrei shechalois din shel Torah hu demashvilei lo lechalois necheles hu b'lois ein loichlo. Since the chalois din of the Torah is what creates this chalois, this change in status, that it is eaten and without it, you cannot eat it. So there has to be an ashvui, there has to be some sort of creation, some sort of mice over here in the Torah that takes effect on it and makes it an edible item. And what is it? That's going to be the nafka mina lemaisa shchita. Terrific. And for that reason, parenthetically, even though a mefarkesis, an animal that's not yet dead, but it's on his way out, after shchita, but before the actual death, b'nei noyach, an afarkesis is considered evim menachai. And by Yisrael, it's mutter. So, by us, you're allowed to eat it because we did the shechita. That's what makes it necheles. And it's no longer considered a baal chai. That's the din shechita. Is a chalois of shechita that's poil the din of achila. And that's the nafka mina lemaisa. So here you have the pasuk that says, Zois toiras habehem. Ooh, the Torah. Torah makes the chalos here of the behema. The of uchol nefesh achayah rametzis b'mayim uchol sheretz ha-sheretz ala aretz. So what are we darshan? We darshan the union of shechita. And the chiddush is that even an of requires shechita. Ukshenemar kan ken al ha'of. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even birds require shechita, and therefore it really comes out of pshuto shel mikra. Pshuto shel mikra is this is the law of the behema, the of chol nefesh. So this is their law that what? That they're edible, that you can eat them. And what's the nafka mina lemaisa? The nafka mina lemaisa is the shechita. So it's telling us that there's a law that you can eat them, and there has to be a nafka mina lemaisa. So when it says Torah, it means Torah, not only the law, but it also means the Torah, like we call it the Torah. So normally the Torah just makes a chalos klapei us, but not klapei the item itself. But here the Torah is making a chalos klapei the item itself, that it's edible. And how does it become edible? Through shechita. And that's why we darshan that an oaf has to be shechted. V'ze nira'a b'drashat ha'gmara b'psachim b'daf mem tet amud bet. That the Gemara learns in this pasuk that an am ha'aretz is not allowed to eat meat. It says, "Does Torah as a behemoth? If you're oisek b'torah, you're allowed to eat a basar behemoth of oif. You're not oisek b'torah, you're not allowed to eat a basar behemoth of oif." Says, "Does Torah?" So if you're oisek b'torah, you're allowed to eat these animals, and Amar is not allowed to eat meat. I say that there would be a massive hit to the meat industry if people would follow this Gemara. For whatever reason, it's not practiced. And Amar is can't eat meat. I know quite a few Amaratsim who are quite big meat eaters. As a matter of fact, it's more likely that an Amaretz would be a big meat eater than a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham has hopefully other things on his mind. I'll call upon him, but that's what the Gemara says, that an Amaretz is not allowed to eat meat. But he says, it's Teiras HaBehem, etc. U'b'pshito ha'kavana li'issur achila mamash. U'lefi dvarenu ha'inyanu, she'acharei she'kol ha'yot basar ne'achal rak mikoach zot ha'torah hi'u, harei ne'amar b'zeh she'ine te'ater ala mi she'eshno ba'torah. לא לעם הארץ שאינו בתורה. ולכן אסור לעם הארץ באכילת בשר. So since the only way meat can be eaten is because of the Torah, so the only way you have the heter is if you learn Torah. You have to be Torahdik. The whole heter to eat it is Torah. So you have to be Torahdik in order to eat it. Not an Am HaAretz who's not Shaykh to Torah. Not an Am HaAretz is also Rechilas Basar. The Ran and the Meiri explain in the name of the Goyim that it's talking about an Am Aretz who doesn't know Hilchos Shechit, he's not allowed to eat basar if he doesn't have a Talmud Chacham to shecht for him. So based on what we're saying, that's taka pshuto shel mikra. Shene'amar bo shelak, there has to be a maise toira that's matir to eat from the meat. Otherwise, it's not a davar hanecho. And memeila mitparesh shebelo abekiyut b'dinei Torah hamatirim et habasar asur lechol basar. So in other words, there has to be a maise toira that's matir to eat it. Otherwise, it can't be eaten. So you have to be a bucky in how to eat the meat. If you're not a bucky, you can't eat the meat. Meaning, according to the way the Ran and the Meiri learn it, there has to be a Talmud Chacham who knows how to shecht. But this meat has to be eaten a Torahdik away. So they understand it to mean there has to be a Talmud Chacham who's Torahdik, who knows how to shecht, who knows the laws of shechtli. We were saying, without the getting into the Talmud Chacham who knows how to shecht. Just pashut, if a person isn't shaykh to Torah, then they can't eat the meat. Because it's only the Torah that's matir the meat, and they're not shaykh to Torah. And now we understand the chilik and the pasuk in the lashon between the behema, oif, and dogim, and chagov, and based on what we said, if it would have said, since it says dogim, when it says zoisa Torah, it must be that dogim also need a matir of Torah, and otherwise they're usher. As Moreno of Rabbeinu explained, it's chedushin to Maseches Chulin, which unfortunately have not been published to the best of my knowledge, and I follow closely. But I'm hoping that would be the most amazing thing if his chedushin to Chulin were published. So that we learn in Chulin of Chavzayin Amud Beis from the pasuk with Sonu Boker Yishachet Lehem Umatzalehem. Im is called Degei Yom Yasef Lehem Umatzalehem pasuk in Baal Osch, if I'm not mistaken. So it says that if you gather all the fish in the sea, so it says the animals have to be shechted, and by the fish it says gather them. The fish are mutter with hasifa, with gathering. So it's not pshat. Pshat is you don't need to do anything for fish. You don't do anything for fish. Fish don't require shechita. Fish don't require anything. They're just kosher. You can eat them, no problem. No, it's not the pshat. Pshat in the Gemara is that the asefa is poil the heter. Just like shechita, when you gather the fish, that's poil the heter, like shechita is by the behem and the oaf. Because the pasuk compares dogim letzonu bakar. These are with shechting and these are with gathering. But you have to have a pool of Torah in order to be matir them. And therefore, the dagim are also included in Zos HaTorah. Aval chagovim, about which we don't have any specific limud like that. Shelo ne'emar b'hem klum. Pasuk doesn't say anything explicitly about chagovim. Pasuk talks about the fish. It doesn't talk about the chagovim. So the Gemara darshan about the chagovim. They don't need a heter at all. They're not included in Zos HaTorah. The dogim are included in the Mizayis HaTorah at the beginning of the Pasuk. But Chagavim are not. B'kanera u'mishum shel shratzim suk chayot namuchu shekol shem bo yisur mitzad yoto sheretz ein tzarich chalut shel Torah bo lasoto l'neichal. Zeh shedudan ha'pasuk v'ne'amar zeh b'fnei atzmo u'lechol ha'nefesh shesharetzet al ha'aretz. In other words, we ask why kol v'chol u'lechol. Why u'lechol when referring to the Chagavim? Because the Chagavim aren't mentioned explicitly here in the Pasuk. So they're not included in the Torah, therefore they don't need any Chalos of Torah to be matir them. And therefore the Pasuk differentiates. It says, U-le-kol, and to all, meaning something new over here. Until now we're talking about the fish and the birds and the animals. They need a Shechita, they need a Ma'aseh of Torah, they need a Chalos of Torah. But U-le-kol, and now there's something new here that doesn't require Nefesh Eretz Al-Aretz, that's talking about the Chagavim. She-ne'amar b'zeh, she'af-bi, she'enim b'chal zot ha-Torah, even though they're not included in Zos ha-Torah. Nevertheless, yeshna Torah. So the Pasuk was mechalik to say that they're not included in the original Zos HaTorah. There is a Torah by the Jewish people, even B'yachas, L'chol Nefesh HaSharetzet. Some are mutter, some are aser, Chagavim are mutter. But Ein Zu Torah Nefesh HaSharetzet, it's not the same as Zos HaTorah. It's not the same as Zos HaTorah B'hema Chayvof. And that's why the Pasuk distinguished between them, differentiated between them. Okay, and with this we can understand a Bahag brought in Rashi in Chulin, and Samuch Vav Amar Aleph, Samir Toshem, that's what we're going to get to in the next shir, and then we're going to get back and explain the Rashi's with the Pesukim. V'advarim hayu b'intayim niflaim b'yoteru b'ezrat Hashem, namshich lil'ot niflaot mitorat Hashem, toda rabba, she'ezantem shalom shalom. B'lineden namshich.